Bear Country 95.3, Tuesday morning, and every Tuesday morning, right before 8 o'clock, Patrick stops by on his way in to Montague Web Works to drop off the Montague Web Works website of the week. Good morning, Patrick.
Kevin, how are you?
Fine, and yourself?
I am lovely, thank you.
All right, so our website this week, you mentioned Mass.org broadband something on the phone to me. What was that?
It was massbroadband.org.
Massbroadband.org. Okay, and it has something to do with the state of Massachusetts.
It's a nonprofit institute.
See how I figured that out?
That's very smart, see?
Yeah.
It's supported by the Massachusetts Trade Commission.
All right.
And it's very important, as you know, it's been in the news recently that Western Mass is woefully underserved in terms of high-speed internet and data access.
Yes, we are lacking.
Lacking. Significantly. Mm-hmm. In comparison to the eastern part of the state, we have 25% of the capacity that the eastern part of Massachusetts has.
Wow, we're really lacking.
We're very lacking, especially here in the rural parts, Franklin County, the North Quabbin area, and mm-hmm. out towards Pittsfield, that area, severely underserved.
Okay.
So why is this important? The governor two Tuesdays ago, was in New Salem, mm-hmm. gave a presentation. This week, first week of June, on Friday the 5th, he'll be in South Deerfield giving a presentation and having a panel asking residents and small business folks about what their needs are mm-hmm. in terms of high-speed internet access.
Mm-hmm.
And it's important because you have luxury here at 81 Woodard Road of having high-speed cable, so mm-hmm. you have great access to the internet.
That's right. I get to Facebook like that.
But, you know, if you live up in New Salem and you own a consultancy or a real estate agency and you try to do business over the internet and uh-huh. correspond with other people who live in areas where they have broadband access, your time to market, your ability to communicate with them, and your ability to use the efficiencies of the internet are diminished considerably.
You're on a different playing field over there.
It's still dial-up in
wow.
many cases.
That be-doo-ch, that thing?
Absolutely crazy.
Oh, man.
So Mass Broadband Institute at massbroadband.org has information for businesses and consumers that live in this part of the Commonwealth to learn about what's being done and how you can get involved to basically speed up business in Western Massachusetts.
So they'll be creating, eventually, we're going to be on the same wavelength.
It was very good, Kevin. Very good, Kevin.
As the businesses, as the consumers in the eastern part
we'll
state.
Have the same baud rate.
Oh, all right.
we could go on all day. Basically, what they want to have happen is for the vendor suppliers like Verizon, Comcast, others, who do a great job servicing Western Mass with phone and cable and what have you.
Sure.
To go into areas that are more rural and with some stimulus money that the state's appropriated and with the interest of the community people pushing it,
mm-hmm.
have them start to build in services where services do not exist.
Let me hear that website again.
Massbroadband.org.
Massbroadband.org. That is our Montague Web Works website of the week here at Bear Country 95.3. Thanks, Patrick.
Kevin. Thanks.